You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, March 24th. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 91%. That's the percentage of CEOs who plan to ask their employees if they have received the COVID-19 vaccine. That's according to a survey of 140 CEOs from accounting firm KPMG. Federal regulators have said that American employers can mandate that workers get vaccinated, with exceptions made for people's religious beliefs and medical conditions. The rollout of the COVID-19 shots will guide the approach many employers take toward reopening their offices. Surveys have shown that Americans are growing less hesitant about getting the vaccine, but access still remains an issue across much of the country. Only about half of the CEOs that KPMG polled said they believe that business would return to normal by the fall or winter of this year. The next number up is 45. That's how many days Warner Brothers films will be shown in American movie theaters owned by Cineworld starting next year. England-based Cineworld owns Regal Cinemas. News of the deal sent Cineworld shares falling more than 5% on Tuesday. In the past, movie theaters used to have exclusive rights to show films for as long as 90 days, but movie studios have pressured cinema chains to shorten the theatrical windows. Last year, AMC signed a deal with Universal that led to a 17-day theatrical window. Movie theaters are just beginning to reopen in many parts of the country. During the pandemic, many film distributors chose to send their movies to streaming services while theaters were closed. And it's not yet clear whether people's movie-going habits will return to normal in the months to come. Our last number is 51%. That's how much bank stocks have climbed since Pfizer released positive data about its COVID-19 vaccine back in November. Earlier in the pandemic, bank stocks lagged behind other sectors in recovering from the stock market's bottom because of concerns about low interest rates and loan losses as businesses struggled. But so far this year, the banking industry has been one of the strongest sectors. The recent stimulus package is expected to boost the economy, which should lead to loan growth. And the gap between short-term and long-term interest rates has widened, which benefits banks. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, March 24th. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day!